Thursday, everybody out there. My name is George. Ew, did I sound country?
Yeah.
Everybody over there. Hey everyone, welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. Today we are doing something a little different. Yes, I'm here with my co-host, Stephanie.
Hello.
And Woo.
Hi.
And today we're doing something really fun. Mm-hmm. I've always seen this on YouTube. I've wanted to do this for a while. It is called mukbang. I was so excited. So we went to the store. We went to Target. And then we went to Taco Bell, of course, because I lived there. So I'm so excited. I have all the... They gave me a fork.
I know.
When I should have gotten a spork.
And they didn't even give me one.
And they didn't give me one. That's disgusting. All right,
to all of you... Or some of you who don't know what a mukbang is.
Oh, yeah, explain it. I have no
idea. It is, basically you just get your favorite food and eat and just talk.
Whoa, I love that.
And food makes everything fun and better.
No,
so,
food makes everyone happy.
Yeah, happy too, but, yeah, so. Today we got Taco Bell. And we are trying...
I would like to thank Taco Bell near my house for not giving me any discount at all. Thank you. Oh my god, wait, I need one. Oh, did you know they charged 65 cents for extra sour cream?
Yeah, that was a little messed up.
I don't even like sour cream like that. And they pulled that on me? Oh my god, it's so good. All right, who's going to talk first? I want to eat. All right, so let's talk about our weekends. So
I don't remember.
Currently, we are sick. We're all sick. I feel like everybody's getting sick out there. And you know who else is sick?
Who?
Kylie Jenner. She was just put in the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yep, for symptoms of horrible flu.
Ew, Georgie.
I love it. AKA homegirl is weak, but it's all right.
Okay.
So we wish her well, and I wish myself well also. I'm okay. Thanks for asking. You know, I just have been feeling under the weather, and I hope to make a full recovery.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hate being sick.
It's the worst. It's like, you don't feel well, nothing tastes right to you, but this Taco Bell's hidden.
Yeah.
It hits.
Yeah,
it hits
good.
Just right. So other than being sick, last week I wasn't feeling great, and I was like, shoot, I have Lizzo this weekend. Like, I can't miss it. Tell me how I was feeling great that day.
Yeah, how was the concert?
Amen. The concert was good. She was amazing. She was, like, twerking. She was, like, shaking her ass all over the place, as she should. She was great. Her music are all bops.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, a lot of Caucasian. Now, I'm not saying I'm not Caucasian, because I know everyone's going to say, excuse me, you're Caucasian, you're only Italian, okay? Well.
False information.
False.
We're just eating.
I am thick. And I consider myself that. For a long time now. So, throughout the night, it was just very hard for me to hear these skinny women saying that they're a thick bitch and they need tempo. But, no, I'm joking. I don't bully. But yeah, but the concert was so great. She was just like going crazy. I loved every second of it. I was going insane. It was, like, so much fun, and I felt like such a true fan because, like, not everyone knew all of her songs there. They only knew, like, all of a sudden, like, it ain't my fault that I'm out here with them, boo. Oh, no, wait. What's the other Truth Hurts? How's it go? Why man great till they gotta be great? Anyway, I dislike both those songs. Her other music is, like, way better on the album than her two hits that she has. Oh, those are her hits. Those are her hits. So, a lot of people knew those and not everything else. But me, I was, like, ready for her other hits, which she played, thank God. I was, like, getting nervous. But, yeah, it was just, it was so good. It was, like, she is, like, her voice is beautiful. It is beautiful. What song does she sing that made me scream? And I love hitting her range all the time because her range is very high and I love it.
Yeah, I was gonna go, but let me see. I had 3 tests the next day.
Oh yeah, so let me explain to you how I got the tickets, right? Should we say that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got the tickets a long time ago. I paid $60, everybody. Okay. I didn't know who else wanted to go with me. I didn't know who knew her. Mm-hmm. And then when everyone wanted to go and see her, they were like $800. I was like, what? I was like, forget it. No one's coming with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is like a great song, though. Because yeah, I love you. Yes. I know, but I wasn't home no more. Got you something from the liquor store. Little bit of Lizzo and some mo. Trying to open up a little mo. Sorry if my heart a little slow. I thought that I didn't care. I thought I was loving bad. Baby. I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway, so imagine me at that concert. I was going crazy.
We're not doing this again.
Please. So yeah, it was awesome. And I loved it.
What happened at the concert? It was awesome?
No, I loved it. It was great. That's what I'm saying.
That was good.
All right, do you want to speak real quick so I could take a bite of my burrito, please? So how are you doing? How was your weekend?
My weekend. I don't really remember. Hold on.
I'm losing so much weight.
Wait, I don't remember. Like, I don't know what happened. I'm trying to think. Oh my god, why don't I remember?
You guys prank called my ass. Why are you laughing?
Yeah, we did. We prank called Georgie.
So I wasn't feeling good, and I took medication to knock me out. It was like I just was not feeling well, and I knew I wanted to sleep. So they got me at the perfect time. Like I was like kind of hallucinating, and all of a sudden they like put me on the phone with this lady at what was it, a Chinese store?
Yeah. So
and she's like asked me what I want to order, and
you
I'm
have-
like.
Like, prank calls are fun, but what's more fun is when you prank call a restaurant and then you call someone you know, but it's kind of hard because they have to answer at the same time. And when they do, the person is like, hi, like, what do you want to order, you know? And then the person's like, the other side is like, hello. So we did it to Georgie.
Hold up. I'd like to hear it. Mm-hmm. I would like to see it.
When was it? I don't think I have it.
I don't know. It was recent.
And Georgie was like, what? It was so funny.
No, because I was
wait,
like,
what day
drugged.
Was it? You know? You don't remember? Look at me.
No, this is...
Wait, Risa. It's right here. It's right here.
Yeah. Alright. So this was me as they were doing this.
This is Georgie.
Put it in the mic.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Sorry.
That's the only thing we recorded. Because we didn't think they would both answer at the same time.
Guys, I was like a little...
It was so funny.
I was on hard... Like, I was on heavy... I took 2 Tylenol PMs. That's very heavy for me. So, I was gone. And they're over here doing this to me. I was like, that's fucked up. So, I was like, I don't know. I have to go. And then I'm like, I'm sorry. Because I'm like, did I just call this place? You know what I'm saying?
It was so funny.
She was like, hello? I'm like, hello?
No, but I love prank calling people.
No, I don't. I do not like that.
No, it is messed up.
It is messed up.
It's really messed up, actually. Because you're wasting their time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's so funny.
But, I can't. Yeah.
They'd be tearing that shit apart.
You said eat it.
No, yeah.
Okay. Really go off. Okay, next. I went tubing in the Delaware River, and it was a mess. No, I'm joking. It was really nice, but we almost died because the current got really heavy, and we all started getting tossed off our tubes, and then, like, we were trying to pull each other, and, like, this one guy got caught, and, like, he almost drowned, but...
Oh, my...
I know!
Did you save him?
Well... Yeah. No, honestly, I held everyone together. I was, like, the one holding on to everybody. I was like, I can't hold on any longer. Like, I might let go.
Listen, I'm scared of the water. Any water.
Well, no, none not always.
I don't
always,
care what it is.
None not always told us. The ocean is very powerful. Watch out.
Dude, you're in a river.
I am in a river. I'm talking to a lawyer. That's what you sounded like.
Georgie, you were in a river.
Yeah.
And you're talking about an ocean.
Guys, and it was 3 feet. It was 3 feet. And we were like getting choked. We
were about to drown and shit.
We were drowning. I'm like, this is crazy. What is going on right now? But it was a lot of fun. Oh my God, this is the best. Nacho Bel Grande? Come on.
Yeah, they need to put more meat, though.
What?
They're really cheap.
No, they don't have to put meat because I don't like that shit. But the Nacho Bel Grande, beautiful. You add a little extra sour cream, they're going to charge you.
65 cents.
They're going to charge you. Well, this was great. I give it a 12 out of 10. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but still talking about tubing.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that. But I'm scared of any water. To be honest, even pool water.
Ew.
Like, I don't know. For some reason, it just... I don't know. Like, I don't like it.
Alright.
I mean, yeah, I'll swim in it, but... Forget about the ocean. Oh, my God. Right where the wave hits...
I literally sit
there. And I play with the
sand. I thought you wanted scuba dive. You don't want to scuba dive?
When did I say that? I feel like I did. I have said that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll...
Maybe you were drunk. Stop. She doesn't drink, everybody.
No, I don't drink.
Stop. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Back to mukbang.
Yeah.
No. Well... Excuse me?
Can I sit...
Oh my God.
They're trying to attack. No, they're going to eat our food.
They're trying to come in here. Give me the towel. Give me the towel. They're trying to come in here.
No.
Our dogs are literally going to eat us before they eat the food. I'm going to scream. Hold this. No.
So, I don't know if you guys heard.
No. Stop.
Georgie, stop. They're not even coming in. Oh my God, is that them banging?
Yeah, they're crazy. No, that was really them.
So I don't know if you guys heard, but it's crazy. Where's my phone? Oh.
Excuse me.
So I don't know if you guys heard, but it was posted on Snapchat. I don't know what else. But
the little person?
Yeah, so these parents adopted they thought it was a child.
I have to laugh.
So they're thinking they're adopting a baby. But it was really a little person, and
who was I don't know how old. 22 years old.
She was 22. And she tried killing the parents.
Stop. I can't. I can't.
It says she was a woman, she had periods, and she had adult teeth. The doctors all confirmed she was suffering from several illnesses only diagnosed in adults. She was jumping out of moving cars and smearing blood on mirrors.
I can't.
And they said she was doing things you could never imagine a little child doing. Okay? This is crazy. She also put chemicals, bleach, and Windex in the mom's coffee.
Stop it!
And the mom's like, what are you doing? And she said, I am trying to poison you.
And I, ooh.
And I, ooh. This is crazy. I don't know if you guys watch Lifetime, but I watch, well, me and my mom always watch Lifetime.
I would be like, get the fuck out of my house. And get out of my house!
This is some Lifetime shit.
I don't know. No, that's crazy. They better make a movie about that. That's crazy. That sounds cool. Well, can you imagine, like, a little baby, they're like, meow,
meow. I don't think... That's a cat.
Oh, I don't know. I've never had kids before. I don't know the voice.
No, stop. That's so scary.
Stop. Imagine holding her, and she's, like, 22, and she's like, hi.
No, but
this
the picture...
This is our daughter, Stacy, and she's like... She said her first word. Meanwhile, she's fucking 22, educated, has 3 degrees, and a child at home. Oh my god, that's scary.
I know.
We live in a world. We got people. We got racists. What's the one with Joanne?
Sexist,
to say the least. That's the best.
I think we should try these.
If anyone watches Joanne the Scammer, miss your homegirl. She's great. I hope she comes back in full force. All right, we'll try it since you're so obsessed. So we got flaming hot dilled pick. Oh my god, what? I feel my double chin forming from eating this Taco Bell.
I can't.
All right. We have Lay's flaming hot dill pickle. We're gonna try them.
Let's try them at the same time.
I feel like we tried this on the episode where Shayna was on. Oh, everybody, next week, I shouldn't say this just in case it doesn't happen, but maybe I think we're going to have my special guest, Shayna J, back on the show. I'm very excited. We're going to talk a little bit about shows and stuff like that.
Ooh,
it smells hot. It smells spicy.
I mean, it's flaming hot.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Cheers.
You're very messy. Yeah, they're good.
Ooh. Holy
shit. Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe. How am I going to sing?
Wait, what the hell?
Oh my god. Call the police. Okay, sorry. We had to take a quick little break. We were choking on these freaking, what were they called? Flaming hot pickles.
It wasn't even hot, it was spicy.
No, it was weird. They were like, I feel like I've tried these before, I really think. And this batch is, like, beyond.
What is that pepper? A hot pepper.
Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Flavor.
No, but that pepper.
Oh, my God. That was a killer. That's a pepper. A red pepper.
Oh, a red pepper.
Yeah, that's it. All right, let's get into topics. Well, the show's almost over.
Just throw these
Okay, right. So next we have The Real Housewives Season 10 premiere. It's like November 5th, I think it said. I don't know. But the trailer is awesome. I cannot wait. Teresa's throwing glasses all over the place. Danielle's grabbing someone's hair. Then Margaret is throwing water all over somebody. It's just, it is a mess. So,
Of what, New Jersey?
Yeah, of New Jersey. This is my favorite one. I don't give a shit about any of the rest because this was always my original. I mean, no, I like all of them. But this one is my all-time favorite. So, yeah, it's like, it's amazing. I can't wait. Next, two arrested in the Mac Miller case.
No. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? They killed him?
Yeah. Well, no, they sold him drugs or whatever.
Oh, my God.
He overdosed.
Stop. Remember we found out? I loved him. He's so sweet.
It was really shocking. I
remember I was in the bathroom. And I don't know. Like, it just popped up. I'm like, you're joking.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Miller. I always remembered him when Ariana Grande, so... Yeah. Wow, so people are getting arrested.
So,
too,
it looks like they're drug dealers. Yep, their drug dealers have been arrested. So,
damn,
it's crazy. Yep. But that's that. Yep.
Wait, was that...
Next, we have... I don't care about this. Miley and her boo split. I mean, whatever. I really don't care. Lastly, we have the Kardashians. They were mocked at the Emmys. I think it's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I think it's gross. Like, what they said was 100% correct.
Yeah.
And they were getting laughed at. I don't like that. So, let's see. I don't know how to do this. All right, this is the video.
Kardashians, Kim Kardashian West, and Kendall Jenner. Firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves, telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted. Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
See, I think it's really fucked up how these people are laughing, right?
They wish they had their money.
No, they wish they had their success. They really do. These people are just laughing. Listen, I am not going to sit here and say I was always a Kardashian fan. I had had my times where I didn't like them either. But they come around to you and they're kind of in your life forever. And now, like, we want to be besties with them. I always know what I'm getting. I already know what restaurant me and Kylie are going to next week. Like, if she ever were to ask, like, if you wanted to hang out, I would already be like, yes, I know where I'm going. So
wasn't Kylie Jenner supposed to go? Was she sick?
And I don't know, but imagine she's like, thank God I'm sick.
I know, stop.
Because I would be like, no. But you could see on their faces, they're like, well, Kim is like very monotone. Yeah. She's very like whatever. But
no, Kendall,
because my anxiety would have reached a whole new level. So her anxiety definitely reached a new level there. But
and I thought she dyed her hair blonde. It was brown.
I don't
now.
Know. Anyway, love you, homegirls. Let's get lunch one day. Okay. Let's get some Taco Bell. All right, lastly. Oh, my God. Imagine I'm friends with them, and I'm like, you want to get Taco Bell? And then they're like, what's that?
Oh.
Can you imagine? I'll be like, give me your credit card. We're going to Taco Bell. Oh, my God. I'm buying everything. Okay.
Then we get in the pineapple with the cherry.
Woo! Cherry pineapple.
I'm so mad I didn't add the cherry.
Next, we're doing our last thing that we always do, and that is called Bop or Flop. Love this game. I should have like a song to this game or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My God, I kind of feel like we don't have any time, don't you feel?
Yeah.
It's like ending. Okay, so let's do the first song. And here it is. It's called In the Mix, Mariah Carey. Sucked only because it wasn't doing the middle of the song. Ew, I love Mariah Carey.
Oh,
to me it's a bop. It was the vibes were good.
I guess I'm gonna just lob it.
Okay, and that's you. That you could do that if you want. Free country.
No.
Next memories. Will somebody say your name? 'Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day. Everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody hurts. Yawn. It's Maroon 5. It's disgusting. It's a bop. It's a flop for me.
Yeah, I'll flop it.
Okay. And last song of the week is Ocean with Lady Antebellum. So much beauty at my feet. All I wanna do is swim, but the waves keep crashing in. Yawn.
Yeah, that was bad.
Flop. You too. Okay. Well, we did great. We really did great. Okay. And to end the show today with a quote of the day, it's kind of like a little phrase of the day. It's my soul is too lit to give a shit. And yep. I felt that. I felt it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it. We're done for this episode. I really am rushing it because I feel like we have no more time left. And we're gonna have our theme song come up in any second. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. And thanks so much to Stephanie for coming on this episode. Woo! Again. I'm very excited for the future guests that will be coming on to my show. Thank you everyone for your support and love. And it's always happiness up in here. Have a good weekend, everyone. And Bye. We will see you next time. Bop.